At Arizona State University, we offer a variety of programs online designed and taught by a renowned faculty to empower your success. That's why 87% of ASU online graduates stated they were promoted or received an increase in salary after earning their degree. Visit asuonline.asu.edu.
Our nation is in crisis. The future of American students are in jeopardy. Stand together with your fellow patriots and donate your old vehicle in any condition to carsforkids.org to unlock a better future for kids in our community. Donate to the original Cars for Kids and join our nation in helping kids go from surviving to thriving. Donate now.
CarsForKids.org. Right off the car, not the kid.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you with a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
We can't ignore all the woke BS that was going on in GovEd. We can't. The LGBTQ, ABCDEFG, cultural Marxist agenda, we can't ignore it. The teaching of racism, the hate whitey program with critical race theory inside of GovEd, we can't ignore it. We can't ignore the left-wing indoctrination that is being grilled into our children's brains to make them abandon logic and reason and science. We can't ignore all of that. And I believe that's a big reason why you're seeing the school choice movement, the parental education and school freedom movement take off here in the United States. It's because parents recognize, hey, the emergency is upon us, and they are prioritizing inside of GovEd. They're playing politics with our children's brains, our children's future. And we can't dismiss any of that. But I want to focus on the academics, if I can, because while they're cramming our children's heads full of this nonsense, this left-wing nonsense, there is a real-world ramification to all of that, and that is they're not learning the stuff they're supposed to be learning because so much emphasis is being placed on, you know, sexualizing our children, as I said, the LGBTQ, ABCDFG, cultural Marxism agenda, and of course, critical race theory, the teaching of racism. So let's review. This is from international sources, the Guardian, the UK Guardian. The U.S. spends more on education than any other countries. Why is it falling behind? It has been true and it remains true to this day. The United States of America, because our elected leaders just believe in throwing more money at the problem, which doesn't solve the problem, we spend the most per capita of any nation on planet Earth on our students. That's just the way it is. Now, what do we get for spending the most? I'm going to remind you of that through this entire setup here. About half of U.S. adults, 51%, say the country's public K through 12 education system, GovEd, is generally going in the wrong direction. Far smaller share, 16%, say it's going in the right direction. About 32% are not sure, according to the Pew Research Center survey conducted in November of 2023. Republicans are more likely than Democrats to say that the K through 12 GovEd system is going in the wrong direction. About 2/3 of Republicans and Republican-leaning independents say this, compared with 40% of Democrats and Democrat leaners. In turn, 23% of Democrats and 10% of Republicans say it's headed in the right direction. So nobody who has a couple of brain cells between them is saying that K through 12 GovEd is going in the right direction. Remember, we spend the most out of any country on planet Earth per child for education. And what does it get us? Well, according to worldpopulationreview.com, it gets us this. Ironically, despite the United States having the best surveyed education system on the planet, U.S. students consistently score lower in math and science than students of many other countries. According to a Business Insider report in 2018, the U.S. ranked 38th in math out of 78 countries surveyed, and 24th in science out of the same 78. Discussions about why the United States education rankings have fallen by international standards over the past three decades frequently point out that government spending on education has failed to keep up with inflation. Right. Which is a lie. Because remember, we spend the most on out of any country on the planet per capita on GovEd. And what does that get us? Well, according to Slate.com, new test scores show U.S. students continue to trail global peers in reading and math. Global test results released on Tuesday evaluating 15-year-olds' academic performance in reading, math, and science again showed American students lagging behind their counterparts in Europe and in Eastern Asia, raising difficult questions on how to best deploy the country's educational resources. Let me remind you right now, folks, I, your liberty-loving Latino, reminding you that we spend the most per capita on government education than any other country on the planet. The Program for International Student Assessment, or PISA, exam results comparing 600,000 students across 79 countries place the U.S. at about average in reading, 8th overall, and science, 11th, but below average, 30th in math. While American students' test scores had not changed much since the last time the exam was administered, the results did show a growing and troublesome gap between high and low performing students. This was a December of 2019 evaluation, and that was before the China virus pandemic, kids. And then when the pandemic hit, the real weaknesses of GovEd were exposed. The seedy underbelly of GovEd was exposed, causing many parents across this country to say, it's time for a change. It no longer should be the exclusive purview of government to handle education because the government royally screwed this one up. And they're right. Parents, after seeing what GovEd did as a result of the pandemic, they know now, and it's 100% certainty, just how badly screwed up GovEd is. We talk more about the effort to give parents and kids school choice next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Is Bidenomics really screwing up your world? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If Obamacare has you paying out the nose, call American Medical Plans. Don't let these Marxists destroy one-sixth of the U.S. economy and your access to health care without a fight. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Everybody's got an agenda, right? And in America, for the time being, that's okay. But I think folks would be stupid to fund an agenda that doesn't align with their own. Patriot Mobile can help you with that. When you make the switch to Patriot Mobile, you're going to get an industry-leading coverage guarantee. You're going to get all kinds of discounts for our first responder heroes and our veterans. But you're also going to be supporting a company that supports your values and donates to your values. And there's an added bonus. You'll also be supporting me, your liberty-loving Latino. Every single person who goes to patriotmobile.com/storm and makes the switch, you support the Salcedo Storm podcast, keeping my voice independent. Hey, I worked for a company that changed the rules in the middle of the game. I couldn't talk about the issues important to you. It was then I realized my voice needed to be independent. I think Tucker Carlson's discovering that too. Head to patriotmobile.com/storm. Make the switch today. Use my promo code STORM. Get free activation and stop funding the woke crowd. Call 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/storm.
Why get your news from people who don't share your values? Get news stories from Texas Scorecard. We provide real news for real Texans. Did you know you can watch Texas Scorecard on your TV? If you have a Roku or Apple TV device, download the free Texas Scorecard app. There you can find all the great Texas Scorecard video content, like Daily Headlines, The Luke Macias Show, Heads Up, and Scorecard documentaries. Download the Texas Scorecard app for free on Roku or Apple TV.
Folks, want to welcome to the program somebody no stranger to the program. It's Corey DeAngelis, senior fellow at the American Federation for Children He is also the executive director at Education Freedom Institute, an adjunct scholar at the Cato Institute, and a senior fellow at Reason Foundation, and a board member of the Liberty Justice Center. He has a pretty long business card. I've seen it. You got to flip it over like three or four times to get all that in, but it's there. What's going on, man?
Hey, I'm doing well. We're doing a lot of winning on the school choice front all across the country. States are, the government school monopolies are falling like dominoes, and it's a beautiful sight to see.
It is. And you know what? I have to marvel at those who are fighting for the old status quo against the people. And whenever I ask them, what is it that you oppose is about parents having this power and authority over where to direct the funding that's allegedly set aside for their child's education? And you know, none of them want to answer it. They always want to make up some, Trump derangement syndrome excuse, or it's, you just want to make billionaires and millionaires rich. It's like, no, they never are forced to answer the question why they oppose parents having this ability. Why do you think that is?
It's crazy. They always bring up the billionaire argument, but what we're actually doing is empowering individual families who, the money is supposed to be meant for educating their kids. It's just allowing taxpayers to direct their own dollars to the school that best works for them, whether it's a public school, private school, charter school, or home-based education option. So, I mean, they act like they're the ones that they are David fighting against Goliath, but it's actually opposite of that, because the government school monopoly gets your kids money regardless of whether they do a good job or whether even they open their doors for business, as we've seen over the past few years when the school closures happened that were induced by the teachers' unions. They got your money. They kept the doors closed. Private schools down the street were open, and families were left scrambling, which, you know, by the way, has parents have really woken up after they saw the woke garbage in the public school system through remote learning. So the teachers' unions really overplayed their hand. Their plan backfired. They wanted to get ransom payments from taxpayers by keeping the schools closed. But that showed conservative parents in particular that the schools were infiltrated by the left and they weren't teaching in ways that were aligned with their values. So they started pushing back at school board meetings, but also pushing for school choice, for real bottom-up accountability so they can vote with their feet.
Yeah, I think it's a very important point that you brought up about, you know, our money kept on going out the door. They kept the money but closed the doors. And the ramifications of this effort by the teachers unions was, of course, a lost generation of learning. Individuals in the lower grades, they still haven't recovered from this. I'm sorry, it was a bureaucracy induced lack of learning, all courtesy of the GovEd system, correct?
That's right. I mean, if you look, study after study showed that places that had stronger teachers unions, I was actually the first person to do a study on this topic with Christos Makridis, the peer-reviewed analysis at Social Science Quarterly now. There have been five other studies replicating our results, finding the same relationship. Stronger teachers unions, your school stayed closed longer. I mean, this is a pretty much a no-brainer for you and I, Chris, but for others who thought that the teachers unions had good intentions, they actually didn't. They got billions of dollars in so-called COVID relief that wasn't really even used to open the schools. The schools opened before they even spent that money. It was just a payoff to the teachers union bosses. And the good news, however, is that now we have 11 states in the past two or three years that have passed universal school choice, meaning all families are eligible to take their kids' education dollars to the public, private, or home-based education option of their choice. And that's a lot of wins in a short amount of time. It's Milton Friedman's vision for universal education freedom coming to fruition right before our very eyes. And we're not done yet. I mean, Louisiana's House just passed universal school choice yesterday. And they actually had 20%, about 20% of their Democratic caucus voted for the universal school choice bill as well. I mean, of course, it should be everybody. It shouldn't be a partisan issue. They should have all voted for it. But to have a fifth of all the Democrats in the Louisiana House to vote for it, that's good news. It's showing that the teachers union's grip is loosening, even on the Democrats. in some states. In Florida, when they passed universal education freedom last year, they had 11% of their Democrats in the House vote for universal school choice as well. It has really crystallized, however, as a GOP litmus test issue. The Republicans have emerged as the parents' party in a lot of states. Alabama went all in on school choice this year. We're also looking at Tennessee, has a lot of momentum pushing for universal school choice this year as well. Rural states, including Wyoming, Wyoming passed their first education savings account program, first private school choice program at all in Wyoming this year. Georgia passed their first education savings account program this year. So we've had a lot of momentum. Texas didn't get the ball across the finish line last year, even though it passed the Senate easily, 18-13. The House, so-called Republicans, you had 21 of them voting with all the Democrats to block universal education freedom in the state of Texas. You know what? They're going to wish they would have voted for the pared-down bill that was limited to only a certain number of students last year, because after these elections, especially after the runoffs, we're going to have the votes to pass a true universal school choice bill next year in Texas.
Yeah, that's going to – I really – boy, you teed up a lot there. So let's first talk about how many states now are civilized and have parental school choice and education freedom.
If you're talking any type of private school choice program, the majority of states, over 30 states now, have some form of having the money follow the child to a private school. Some of them are only for special needs kids. Some of them are targeted to lower income families. Those are all steps in the right direction. But the new metric, the new barometer of success, in my view, is that Milton Friedman's vision, which was everybody being eligible, no picking winners and losers, everybody being able to take their taxpayer dollars to the school that works best for them, right? Public, private, or homeschool. That, if you're using that as the metric, there are only about 11 states that have done so, which doesn't seem like – it's not the majority of states, but for how far we've come in a short amount of time. This started in 2021 with the first state, West Virginia, going all in on school choice. Now having 11, that's a big deal. Over 20% of states now advancing education freedom for every single resident in the state.
Yeah.
And then after this year, I think we're going to be, you know, maybe even 13 states with universal school choice.
So, okay, before I get to the failure in Texas, which wasn't a failure of parents, it wasn't a failure of pro-education freedom school choice folks, it was a failure of, as you mentioned, left-wing pro-Democrat Republicans and, of course, leftist Democrats in the state of Texas. Let's talk about the victory. And you mentioned Louisiana. And you mentioned that, what was it, 11% of Louisiana's Democrats said, you know what, I'm going to place children's needs.
20%.
20%. 11%. Okay, so 20%. It was 11% in which state, did you say?
Florida.
Florida, okay. So it's 20% in Louisiana. They said, we're going to place children above this cabal of no of government ed, and we're going to make sure that we, because government ed is failing, and we're going to prioritize children. I'm going to play one here. This is one of the Democrats who voted for universal school choice in Louisiana. Listen to this.
As I watch children in poverty, trapped in failing schools, who can hardly read, I'd be damned if I will continue to defend the status quo. Too many of our children are dropping out. And then we wonder why we had to have a crime session. Because our students can hardly read.
Yep. And the failure of GovEd impacts harshly minority students, black and brown students all over this country. And some Democrats of conscience, not all of them, but some are saying it's too steep a price to pay. Yes?
Yeah, he even went on and said, that's Jason Hughes, by the way, a Democrat in Louisiana, big proponent of education freedom, as you could tell in that sound clip. He also goes on to say, look, I know the political ramifications for me. You know, it's against, you know, the Democratic Party is basically a wholly owned subsidiary of the teachers unions. You and I know this, listeners know this. And he said that this $18,000, $600 a year job is not worth it for me to watch kids trapped in poverty be forced into failing government schools. And he said, basically, look, I'm going to vote for this. And I'm, and he's going to know at the end of the day that his heart is in the right place and that his intentions are pure. So, look, that's a heroic act by a Democrat to come out against the status quo monopolists who are fighting not for the kids, but for the adults in the system, and for them to have a monopoly on the minds of other people's children. So the radical left teachers unions are not happy to hear that clip. You and I are happy to hear that clip. The kids are happy to hear that clip. And I think that's going to be the future. Look, the more that the Democrats peel off and defect from their anti-parent positions that are caused by the teachers union's influence, the teachers unions are going to become irrelevant to the Democrats too, because look, they can pick off a couple of them for voting for school choice. But if all the Democrats woke up and said, you know what, I'm going to do the right thing, what's the teachers union going to do? Who else are they going to put into office?
True, true. And you know what? Look, I think it's very rare to say that a Democrat exercises courage. I mean, we got to give kudos where they're earned, wherever they're earned. And those of us who are not partisan, I'm a conservative. I have no political party currently. When I see somebody who happens to be a Democrat acting in the best interest of children and our people, I'm going to applaud it. Corey DeAngelis is a senior fellow at the American Federation for Children. He's our guest right now here on the Salcedo Storm podcast. Let's talk about the failure in Texas. This is where 22 or 21 Republicans. 21 yep. Republicans joined socialists in the state of Texas and denied parental school choice and education freedom. And now many of these so-called Republicans are losing their jobs, and I think they deserve it. Yes?
That's absolutely right. I mean, one name comes to mind, Glenn Rogers, an incumbent. He got his butt kicked by Mike Olcott by, I want to say, 20 points at least. And the main dividing line was on the issue of school choice. This happened in a lot of races. I'm thinking Hugh Shine, for example, was another incumbent, got beat pretty easily in a four-way primary to Hillary Hicklin. And I think Hillary Hicklin had a lot less money than Hugh Shine, who was an incumbent, had the name recognition. And overall, the American Federation for Children, my organization's School Choice Super PAC AFC Victory Fund, we targeted 13 of those incumbents who voted against school choice, against their own party platform issue of education freedom. And we took out 10 of them, six of them outright, forced four others into runoffs, which translate to a 77% win rate, which is basically unheard of when you're going up against a sitting legislator. Taking out an incumbent is the hardest thing to do in politics because, as you know, basically incumbents win their reelection about 95% of the time. In Texas, we inverted that trend because Republican primary voters see school choice as a GOP litmus test issue. It's extremely important to them to empower families with education freedom.
Yeah, Ted Cruz has said it's the civil rights issue of our day, and I think he's right. And I think that these so-called Republicans are on the wrong side of this civil rights issue. Of course, every socialist Democrat in Texas is as well. That leads me to the lies. And I've been watching the incoming you've been taking, Corey, on X, formerly known
over the target.
Yeah, as Twitter. And they're all lies. I mean, they are out and out lies. And some of them are so in your face. I'm not a lawyer. I don't even play one on TV, but If I were you, I'd be looking at some of these guys because, I mean, good grief, they are out and out lying. Let me bring up one such liar. He is the founder of this fake pastors group called Pastors for Texas Kids. Now, I'm going to play this soundbite, and this basically describes all of these left-wing Republicans, these left-wing Marxist Democrats, the hypocrisy that they have undertaken. Folks, listen to this.
I'm the product of private education and public education. I am half and half. And I loved both. And it never once occurred to my daddy to ask you to pay for my private education.
I don't know how I got chosen for the private school. All three of my brothers went to public school, K through 12. But I guess they thought I needed a little extra help,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right. Judging by his advocacy, he does need a lot of help. And you know what? Did your daddy ask if it was appropriate to soak the taxpayers to invest in a GovEd system that is a proven, demonstrably proven failure at what it's supposed to do, which is educating our children? So this argument that, oh, it's private, though it's bad, I mean, you would have to have a good government-run education system, which we don't have, correct?
That's absolutely right. And for him to talk about it's all about saving taxpayer money, it's the opposite. School choice scholarships are a fraction of what we spend in the government schools. In Texas, it's over $17,000 per student in the government-run schools, whereas the scholarships on average were proposed to be about $10,000 per student. So a fraction of the cost, giving families more opportunities. And it really just goes to show this isn't something that he offered up. I had found this clip, this guy admitting his hypocrisy, and they kind of went silent on Twitter for a couple of days after I released this news. And I did a whole thread on these guys because they are wolves in sheep's clothing. They call themselves pastors for Texas children. They should call themselves pastors for teachers unions. I found that they have received contributions from Randy Weingarten's union, the American Federation of Teachers. They are a union front group. And in fact, it actually gets worse from that. One of their co-founders, Charles Luke, actually heads something called the Coalition for Education Funding. It's basically a lobbying group for the public school districts. They charge public school districts $1 per student, up to $5,000 per district, to basically lobby on their behalf, or to what they say, advocate on their behalf, and to fight against school choice.
Whoa, wait a minute.
They're grifters. They're total grifters. And they accuse us of being grifters trying to steal money from the public schools. That's exactly what they're doing. They are taking money that should go to the classroom, and they're afraid that if school choice passes, they won't be able to get all these deals with the school districts to fight against school choice because it had already passed, right? So they're getting at least – they have listed 85 school districts listed as members.
Wow.
And if they're getting $5,000 from each of them, that's about $425,000 per year. And that's just from one source of income from the school districts. It's insane. They always accuse you of what they are doing themselves. This is Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, and they're taking those suggestions to heart.
Folks, you need to understand what you just heard. These so-called lobbyist groups, Pastors for Texas Kids, they are going out there and they're going to these school districts that are paying your taxpayer dollars $5,000 a pop to this organization to go lobby for them, and they're making buco bucks off of GovEd. And if parents get school choice and can actually prioritize their children's education over money flowing into these so-called lobbyist groups, these self-interested, selfish lobbyist groups, then they lose money. And so if you're going to try to put your child first, they're going to accuse you of supporting millionaires and billionaires, and it's they who are doing it. Corey, the last thing I have for you is, you mentioned this already, and look, you and I saw what happened last year, the Texas Senate bill that was put out. It was okay, but it wasn't what we wanted. And of course, the House never got close. And you said the House leftists, whether they be call themselves Republicans or Democrats, they're going to regret not taking the watered down version that was passed out of the Senate. Because my next question is this: does Texas not deserve full blown, unrestricted parental school choice and education freedom, full stop?
They absolutely do, and that's what's going to happen, hopefully. And what comes to mind is what happened in Iowa. The running joke in Iowa, and they were the first state to pass universal school choice last year in 2023, is that the Democrats should have voted for the governor's bill in 2022 that didn't pass, that was scaled down to only about 3,000 students. They should have voted for that. They probably wish they would have voted for that, because what happened in Iowa was that after the so-called Republicans in the House of Iowa blocked school choice with all the Democrats, They lost their election because Republican primary voters held them accountable and voted for school choice candidates instead. They got a new house, and then they came all in with a new school choice bill in 2023, passed it in January of that year, and they went all into full-blown school choice. And that there's a, it's just such a similar parallel of what's happening in Texas right now. The bill passed through Iowa Senate. The bill passed through Texas Senate. It moved over to the House. Each chamber in both states have had about 60% Republican control. It didn't get passed in Iowa. It didn't get passed in Texas. The primary elections didn't fare very well for the incumbents in Iowa who voted against their own party platform issue of school choice. Well, look at what happened in Texas just last month. It didn't go very well for the fake Republicans who sided with all the Democrats because Republican primary voters made that an important issue and they kicked their butts out of office. And now we are going to have a new Texas House that's much more friendly to school choice. And hopefully the bill will be much more expansive than last year, just like what we saw happen in Iowa. Hopefully it gets passed quickly. Hopefully there's no caps on the number of students that can use the program. Let's go all in. Let's do full, true, universal school choice for every single family that wants it. And I think we're going to see a better bill next year, hopefully.
Amen to that. From your lips to God's ears. Corey DeAngelo, sir, appreciate the time and the expertise as always. Can you tell folks where they can go if they want to help you and your organization out to make sure that parents and children get the education freedom they deserve?
Yeah, you can follow me on X, formerly Twitter. It's just my last name, first name. It's at DeAngelis Corey. I have a new book coming out. You can already pre-order it on Amazon and elsewhere. It's called The Parent Revolution, Rescuing Your Kids from the Radicals Ruining Our Schools. Again, that's The Parent Revolution. And if you want to contribute to our political arm at AFC, it's a pretty easy website. It's AFCVF, which stands for AFC Victory Fund, AFCVF.com.
All right, man. Hey, appreciate the visit as always.
All right. Thank you so much, Chris.
Folks, that's going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and yourself a favor. Visit a couple of websites, TexasScorecard.com and ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you, when you go to ChrisSalcedo.com, you're going to find all my social media hookups and the radio show and the TV show on Newsmax, all that. When you go to TexasScorecard.com, you're going to see the stories about Texas's battle for parental school choice and education freedom. They cover it from A to Z there. So until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. Stay vigilant out there, my friends.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.